If you're hearing the sound of my voice, you're watching Don Talk here on Channel 180 Spectrum Cable. Check us out on Roku, Spotify, iTunes, and Google Play. This episode has been brought to you by Not Not Attorneys of Law. I'm Don.
And I'm Leslie.
And we're here with Rob Begman, owner and influencer and
operator
extraordinaire. Backwater Boats, man.
Oh, thank you. Yeah. Thanks for having me on. Yeah, I appreciate you guys letting me on to talk about the boat business that we recently started.
You came on a couple months back, and we were talking about some Native American stuff. If y'all haven't checked it out, go check out that episode. We really enjoyed talking to you about that stuff. But, you know, I got to looking on your Facebook page some more, and then all of a sudden I saw this boat that you got going on, Skid Vicious?
That's right, Skid Vicious, you know, which is a 10-foot aluminum boat with a polymer skid plate, and it will access, you know, parts of the water, parts of the lake that you can't normally get to.
Yeah.
And, you know, the boat is about 180 horsepower and weighs less than the jet ski that we took apart to make it.
Oh, okay.
So that's my question, like, how did this come about? How are these boats made? Do you make them?
No, we don't make the actual aluminum kits. Those are made in British Columbia.
Okay.
And then we order the kit from Canada. It will arrive in Alabama, and then we'll weld them together. And then if a customer needs us to, we'll swap over their, you know, Sea-Doo or jet ski, whichever they pick, over into the hull for them.
Okay, so that's the motor.
That is, that's the hull. Okay. You need everything out of it. You need the motor, you need the throttle, the gauges, the exhaust. So we take everything out of them and, you know, left with a few parts to resell and, you know, turn it basically, the old saying is like cocoon into the butterfly.
Mm. I've seen some footage of you in the boats. How fast do those things go? I mean, it's crazy, the stunts you can do
like
in those boats.
It looks like it's going along pretty quick.
It's pretty quick. Well, Skid Vicious is around 55 miles an hour. Now, some of the guys that use the supercharged setups, you know, anywhere 65, 70 miles an hour, the UHMW skid plate on the bottom of the boats will create a little bit of drag compared to the ski, but they're still extremely fast and much lighter. They're able to go 10 times more places than a conventional boat. So like I tell folks, you can spend $100,000 to $150,000 on a really nice ski boat and not have the amount of fun that we can have in, you know, doing these conversions.
I love this one. This one shows what you can really do. You can get in that really shallow water.
That's true. You can go to where the lake ends and to where the creeks and the rivers begin and get to the fishing spots or the hunting spots that most other people can't access. Mm-hmm. And that's what the majority of people use these boats for in Alaska and New Zealand and places like that. Is really for fishing and hunting and to get to those remote spots.
Yeah,
I noticed it was a lot of like, narrow creeks or kind of rocky beds.
Now that one there, I just wanted to point out, this one here is you're actually jumping a sandbar?
That's true. When Smith Lake went down, we found a good point and wound up jumping over it a few times and demonstrating how tough the boat and the skid plate are.
Yeah.
And, you know, we like to mix the stunts in too. You know, we like to have fun. You know how we do it in Alabama.
Oh, yeah.
So these guys in Canada and some of them in New Zealand, they may be a little jealous from the bar we're setting for them down here.
Yeah, that's all right.
When you give a redneck a boat, you got to see. It's going to lead to some crazy things.
Is there going to be some mud and tires put on it soon?
Oh, yeah. We need to, I've been talking about driving underneath a monster truck, you know, sitting in a creek somewhere.
Hey, that would be really neat. Yeah. That would be. Well, tell us, you know, what kind of got you interested in all this?
Well, really, I've got a friend that was watching the videos from New Zealand and seeing what these boats were capable of. And he's from Crane Hill, Alabama, grew up on Smith Lake. He thought, you know, if these guys can do this with boats like this in New Zealand, you know, surely there's, you know, we could do that here in Alabama. So he actually welded his own kit and I rode in it. And once my first ride was over, I knew I had to have one.
Wow.
Yeah. Took about a year.
You were saying that y'all got behind a tree?
Yeah, there was a tree growing out from the bank. Must have been a foot or two off of the shoreline there. And he actually went behind the tree in about 2 inches of water.
See, there you go.
I was sold.
That's awesome.
So, yeah, that's pretty cool.
It is. Well, we're going to take a quick commercial break. And we'll be right back after these messages. This episode has been brought to you by 99 Attorneys of Law. We'll be right back. Welcome back to Don Talk. This episode has been brought to you by 99 Attorneys of Law. We're here with Rob Begman, owner and person extraordinaire of backwater boats. I can't say enough about the guy. He really does a lot of, you kind of do some extreme stuff. You've done a lot of kayaking in the past, you know, canoeing, you know, what else?
Well, it was really kayaking, canoeing. You know, we did caving growing up. Of course, we've had razors and dirt bikes and been into extreme sports. Mm-hmm. And just about anything that had a throttle, you know, mm-hmm. you could find us in. But really, the kayaking bled over into the jet boat business, mm-hmm. you know, because just being familiar with the creeks and the rivers around here, I thought, man, it would be awesome to get one of these boats on one of these local creeks or rivers like Ryan Creek mm-hmm. or Brushy Creek or the Sipsey. And of course, when we're on these creeks, we give kayakers and canoers the right of way. Yeah. You know, growing up being in a kayak, the last thing I would mm-hmm. want was to be run over. So we obviously give kayakers, canoers the right of way. We slow down, pull to the side, let them pass, and then carry on.
Yeah. Because you, I mean, you have the engine. They don't. They're just pedal power.
That's true.
Or not pedal power, but arm power.
Yeah, they can hear us coming. You know, they can hear the boat coming when we're on shallow creeks and rivers. And most of them have been just overwhelmingly open to coming over and checking it out, saying hi.
Yeah.
Or if they're in need of anything, you know, say sometimes it's getting late and they may not be able to get to their car in time. We've been able to give people shuttle rides or
that's good.
Offer a tow or something. Yeah.
You know, even clear logs out of certain creeks for the canoes and the kayaks with chainsaws.
Well, go ahead.
Well, that leads me into if people were in distress or abandoned out there, these could be used in searching for those people.
That's true. And recently Montana made a mini jet boat from Jetstream Boats, and it's used for search and rescue, and it can access so many spots that a normal boat couldn't rescue. So it's really interesting to see. The sky is the limit with these things so far. They're so new that you know, you could be someone into upholstery and do a custom upholstery or something new with that. Yeah. We've got a guy who's into shooting sports. He does 1,000-yard target shots, and he's wanting to mount guns, you know, even, you know, all kind of stuff. Yeah, he's wanting to shoot guns.
We already talked about the tires and all that. No.
So we've got guys with all kind of ideas. Oh, the sky is the limit. You can personalize this and mix it with a sport that you currently do.
Well, I really like that aspect of the whole search and rescue of it all, because there's a lot of, I mean, if you think about it, there, the rivers that around here, there's a lot of straight up and down banks. You know, we're talking cliff faces that a lot of them come to. And, you know, if somebody falls down and they're hanging onto a rock or whatever and they're very badly injured, this could be something that, you know, they could use to get up in those places that otherwise you'd have to have a rope or a helicopter.
That's true. And we can bring a lot of supplies with us. We do swift water rescue. We're trained in that already from the kayaking aspect. Growing up, I was trained in swift water rescue. So if we're needed for something like that, we've offered our services. But, you know, it's great to be able to take this thing on creeks, rivers, lakes, whatever you need. It only needs about
puddles,
2 inches of water to run.
So
I would like to see this thing. Just run it in a like a big puddle. Maybe like a really big, you know, a pothole in the middle of the road. Just sit there and do circles.
Well, there's some videos on YouTube of guys in cornfields with maybe 2 inches of water running up their cornfields. But when we started this business just a month ago, we already have 7 hulls ordered from British Columbia, and all of them pre-sold in 2 weeks.
Wow.
So are your customers from around here mostly, or are they all over?
We have customers in Texas. We have customers in Delaware, Virginia. We have 2 in Tennessee so far, and we have Mr. Ronnie Renner in Florida, who is a professional motocross racer. He also set the world record for motocross high jump, and he's won the X Game 10 times.
Wow.
So,
are you worried he's going to take away your Guinness World Book of Records jump that you did?
We'll see. If he does, more power to him. We'll definitely build him something that's capable of it.
The challenge is on right there.
That's right, Ronnie. Yeah.
When you get yours, there it is right there. Okay. I mean, that's a good 20 foot.
Yeah, and, you know, we had made sure the area was clear. We, you know, set it up with the stunt boats. And that is, you know, I believe it may have set some sort of world record for either a boat or a mini boat.
Yeah.
But yeah, it was weightlessness for a little over 2 seconds.
Wow, that's something.
It was intense.
How was that landing? Was it okay?
It was really smooth, believe it or not. When it set the back end down and then the front,
it just kind of rolled into the water.
It was a smoother landing than some of the razor jumps I used to do.
So this could become its own extreme boating sport, correct?
Oh, yeah. It's looking like it that way. You know, we've had a lot of interest, and we've even had some country stars. I'm not going to name any names, but they have over 1 million people followed them online that have already hit me up and wanted one of these custom boats.
Fantastic, fantastic. Mm-hmm. Well, you know, it's great that you're helping bring in this industry to Coleman and into the Southeast in general.
That's true.
Or the whole eastern half of the United Nations.
Smith Lake. Yeah, Smith Lake will be a good starting area.
Yeah, it would be great. Well, Rob, let us know where they can find you, what they can do to get a hold of you if they want to be able to purchase a boat.
Sure thing. You can get a hold of us on Instagram at Backwater Boats or on Facebook, Backwater Boats. We're also working on the website that we recently purchased, which is backwaterboats.com. Mm-hmm. And we'll have it up and running in just a few weeks or so, and you'll be able to pick your options on what you'd like to do. Or even if you want to build a camo hunting boat, you can build that option. You want a lake boat that'll pull a wakeboard, we can build that for you too.
That's great. Fantastic.
That is awesome.
Rob. Thank you. Yeah. Well, thank you for coming in on us again.
I appreciate the
invite. Backwater Boats, folks. Check them out on Facebook. Check them out on Instagram, YouTube, the whole nine yards. Check out their videos.
Come have some fun.
Yes. Yeah. This episode has been brought to you by Knight & Knight Attorneys at Law. Thanks for watching. Y'all be safe out there. We'll see you next time.